I can't believe Norman would do such a thing, Maguire said, but his tone was that of a man trying to convince himself, and Clinton snorted again.
I can. The Grand Inquisitor's eyes glowed with anger. Why shouldn't Norman follow Corus's example? They're right next to each other. They're both halfway around the world from Zion, which leaves them ripe for any heresy that comes along. And Norman's always had the moral character of a dockside whore.
It was typical of Clinton, Ducairne reflected sourly, that he could condemn someone else's moral character with absolutely no sense of hypocrisy.
I'm afraid Jaspar has a point, Trinair said, and in some ways it's probably difficult to blame Norman if he has sought an accommodation with Caleb.
I can damn well blame him, Clinton retorted.
I didn't say he shouldn't be condemned for it, Jaspar, Trinair pointed out. What I said was that it's difficult to blame him, and on a purely secular level, that's nothing but the simple truth. In fact, that's what's truly dangerous about this.
The fact that it neatly removes one distraction we were counting on to keep Corus occupied is scarcely a minor consideration, I'd think, Maguire put in.
Actually, it is. Trinair disagreed coolly. Maguire bristled, but the Chancellor shook his head. Think it through, Elaine, he said. Emerald was never going to be a serious distraction for Corus without a navy to prevent its invasion. Not really, or not for very long at least. But now Norman, assuming Grayson's suspicions prove accurate, has made political accommodation with Caleb. I'm not sure how well it's going to work out for him, but I'm assuming that since he sent Pine Hollow ahead and then followed himself, the terms have to be at least livable. As a matter of fact, if Caleb is as clever as his father was, he'll probably have offered Norman remarkably generous terms. He's got a big enough stick in this new navy of his that he can afford to offer some very juicy carrots with his other hand. And if he does, then he's going to make it increasingly tempting for other potential Normans to reach understandings with him instead of trying to fight him.
Zomsin has a point, Ducairne said unhappily.
The other three turned to look at him, and he shrugged.
If Norman's really done this, then it strikes directly at the reliability of all the secular lords. He's made a political calculation and acted upon it in what can only be construed as deliberate, open defiance of Mother Church. He's put politics and his own personal survival in front of his overriding duty to protect Mother Church's sanctity and authority. Don't think for a moment that there aren't other secular rulers who'd feel exactly the same way in his place. And now they're going to have an example of someone who actually did jettison his loyalty and responsibilities to the church out of pure political expediency. Do you truly think, assuming he gets away with it, that his example is going to be lost on the next Norman on Corus's list?